And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. No Pete in the studio today. He'll be back tomorrow giving us the full rundown about his Pesca Panama adventure. But Corey Sand and I in the studio this morning having a great time with a full house of great guests. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Captain Marcus Medak, Captain Drew Card, and Captain Andrew Viola are going to be a great time. We're going to be talking all kinds of fishing. New Luan, talking Pacific Queen, talking Prowler, talking all things fishing today. Going to be a great time. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flat Fall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then freeze spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in freeze spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flat Fall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flat fall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Let's say Corey and myself in the studio today. Pete's still traveling back. Today's their travel day home from their Pesca Panama adventure. And hopefully we'll hear from him a little later in the show and certainly get the full report tomorrow. But, man, Corey, in the studio today, we got a packed house of a... This is the time of year that I always like on Let's Talk Hookup because it's, you know, it's kind of our one chance a year to get to talk to guys like yourselves that are basically fishing every day of the year, but boats are in, little maintenance is happening, beginning of the season is happening, and in the studio today, Captain Drew Card, Captain Marcus Medak, and first time on Let's Talk Hookups, Captain Andrew Viola, and we're certainly stoked to have all you guys in the studio. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Morning.
We're definitely stoked to have you. Now, You guys have a very busy time of year, so like I said, it's not always easy for us to pull you guys all off the water, but this is that time of year where things are just getting rolling and finishing touches are getting put on boats, and we get to snag you for the next 2 hours and talk some fishing with us.
Yeah, well, Marcus is still running.
Yeah, that's true.
But the rest of us are doing some maintenance. So, yeah, but yeah, we're around. Good time to hang out, and been here for a while. So.
Yeah.
We'll talk about new things.
Totally. Well, speaking of new things, we're really excited, and we heard Marcos from Seaforth kind of break the news for everybody. But Andrew, who is in here for the first time, new owner along with yourselves of the Prowler, and the Prowler, which has been at Fisherman's Landing for forever. I mean, since as long as any of us have probably even been around. I mean, certainly longer than I, and is got a brand new home and a perfect spot at C4 Sport Fishing. And Andrew, one, want to say congratulations and welcome to coming in, hanging out on the show with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Yeah, we're pretty happy to be over there. It's pretty nice. You know, it seems to be real popular, and everyone is pretty stoked about it. I know that the boat was over at Fisherman's for a long time, and a lot of guys really didn't want to see it go, but we're pretty happy about where we're at.
Man, and what a perfect home for that boat. It's just, you guys are filling, one, a perfect, I mean, that's just like a win all the way around. Stoked for you on a, I mean, just as classic and well-kept and perfect of a, I mean, you can't put pencil to paper and draw a more classic Southern California sport fishing boat that's in great shape. And, you know, I mean, how many times do you get to purchase a boat and just turn the key and start running? I mean, those kinds of things don't just happen. So, one, we're stoked, and what a great spot for the boat. I mean, Seaforth, just tons of free parking and easy and killer and always known for just rad sport fishing operations. I mean, you are just such a perfect fit for that. And I mean, like you say, I'm sure people are sad to see a boat go, but I'm sure there's just as many and a whole lot more that are really excited to have that option over Seaforth Sport Fishing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a good thing, you know, and like you were saying, the boat's in such good shape. There's really not much for us to do other than get all our ducks in a row and some fish to show up and hopefully get out there next to the new one and catch something.
and that's just like, you know, a shout out to Buzz for, you know, just
totally
doing such a great job with that boat and keeping it in such beautiful shape. And, you know, I think he's had that thing since, what, 79?
Yeah, 79.
I mean, cool. It's crazy. And, you know, it's been nothing but a pleasure working with Buzz, and we're stoked to kind of carry on the Prowler tradition.
Yeah,
And, we're taking it to a new place, but I think it's a good home, and it'll be a good new start for the boat.
No doubt. And I mean, since 79, there has never been a time, no matter where you're at in the season, how busy, how whatever, that you could ever walk down the docks at, you know, at the landings and look at the Prowler and ever see it anything other than just fish catching. The boat's always been, it's always been ready to go. Like, it's just, you can tell the pride of ownership and, you know, and the amount of work that he puts into it. And you guys are no stranger to that. I mean, your boats are the same way. You can walk down the docks at the beginning of the season and a lot of the boats look similar, but the boats still look killer towards the end of the year. It's not an easy thing, and it's a testament to how much work you guys all put into the operations.
Yeah, and Buzz has done a fantastic job. I mean, we walked around that boat when we were looking at it, and it was beautiful shape. So,
that's,
I mean,
cool.
Gorgeous.
He's done a really good job, and, you know, we got Andrew here to kind of carry on that tradition, and I think he's going to do a great job.
I think so, too. What's cool about the scenario that you guys found here, it's not like you were buying a boat at a fire sale or something that somebody was done. I mean, Buzz is ready to keep running and would be running right now if the perfect opportunity didn't slide its way for everybody. I just think the whole thing about it is so cool.
Yeah, no, we're stoked. We're really stoked.
So,
I bought my boat originally basically from Buzz. That new Loanne used to be owned by Buzz and Nick Cates. They were partners in the two. So I bought mine 14 years ago from them, and pretty cool to be able to get the second boat now and be part of it.
I think it's awesome.
And there's truly a lot of history in the Pacific Queen, New Loanne, and the Prowler. I mean, those were the three major boats in the 80s and 90s. I remember growing up in the 80s. I mean, those were the boats, Albacore and
still are.
No, absolutely. But, I mean, just going back that far. You know, definitely the prime boats that we always went working on the bait boat, Joe Machado. I mean, we'd get off the boat, hop right on either the Prowler or the Queen, and a lot of history in those boats for sure.
No doubt.
Yep.
it's going to be a fun, and a lot of people were asking, like, well, why is the boat at Seaforth? And like, well, it's a pretty easy call when you're running the premier one-day boat at Fisherman's Landing and the premier one-day boat at, you know, one day or day and a half at Point Loma Sport Fishing. There's no need to compete with ourselves, and what better spot, you know, what better fit than to get to go over to Seaforth Sport Fishing. Awesome operation and people and just, yeah, everything just working so great.
Yeah, I mean, the landing, it's a great setup for, it's really user-friendly for the passenger.
Totally.
You know, you don't have to worry about parking. The parking's pretty set up. And, you know, just a good new start. It's kind of like, you know, obviously we didn't want to change the name. Buzz has kind of carried on a pretty special tradition with that boat. And
yeah.
So instead of doing that, you know, you kind of show the new ownership by just a small change.
Yeah.
Just a new landing. So I think it's going to be a good setup for us, and, you know, we're pretty excited.
No doubt. Well, Andrew, tell us about, fortunately, there, you know, a lot of us are very familiar, but, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, are up in your neck of the woods from your last time, you know, coming up from Orange County and L.A. that maybe haven't rid the Prowler. Give us a little rundown about the boat and a lot of what trips we might be able to expect to see you running there at Seaforth.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know that actually there's quite a few people from up north that have been calling me and texting me and stuff, and they're excited to come down. But like I said, a handful of them don't even know where Seaforth is, just because
sure.
They've been fishing the islands. But it's a classic 65 footer built by Dittmar for the guys that fished with me on the Thunderbird. More or less the same kind of setup. 35 bunks, nice big galley. I think we can seat up to 16 or so in the galley.
Nice.
It's been like most of Dittmar's, pretty low to the water, well riding, and Like Drew was saying, it's just in really good shape, especially for as old as it is. I think it was built in 65. You walk around the boat, you really tell it's that old.
Yep.
And Rick, I think more importantly, not how many you can fit in the galley, but how many across the stern.
Yeah.
I mean, just a beautiful wide stern accommodate probably as many as you can fit in the galley, right?
Yeah, I think the beam on it's 22 feet. I think Marcus's New Loan is the only 65 footer that's wider.
That's awesome. Now, tell us about the types of trips we might be seeing you running. I know you are going to be the open party boat out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, so all of us that are listening to the show are going to get opportunities to go down to Seaforth and go ride with you. I'm sure the boat will be available for charter at some point, but your main gig is the open party run out of Seaforth.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, it's us and the Tribute. The Tribute's
mm-hmm.
not going anywhere, so we'll both be doing the open party thing. So what we're going to kind of do is offset the Tribute, and if he's day and a half, we're going to be running the next night, or if he's day and a half, maybe we'll do one day or whatever, but it's mainly going to be day and a half and one-day stuff. We do have a couple 2 days online. I know that CalStar is sponsoring a couple open party 2 days, and I know Iserline is doing a couple day and a halves. But, yeah, for the most part, day and a halves. And like you were saying, we do have charters and stuff available, but our bread and butter is going to be the open party run.
Cool opportunity both for anglers that like to fish out of Seaforth, too. I mean, we talked about that with Jim Hughes last week, that when, you know, the only downside to a day and a half is there's that half day where the boat's not running. So what a great opportunity now, virtually every night, there'll be a great option to go fishing out of Seaforth Sport Fishing with the Prowler being able to pick up all the in-betweens. And then, you know, if the fish set up like they did last year where they're close, you know, there's opportunities at overnight trips or, you know, if one's running a 1 day, the other can run day and a half. So just a cool setup that I think all of us, you know, as anglers are going to get to benefit from.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then also, you know, if the Tribute's got a charter, you know, we'll be there. Or
yeah.
if we're chartered, the Tribute will be there. And like you say, every night, hopefully, there'll be a boat going out to jump on.
Yeah, well, we're excited. And I'm sure the boys are certainly excited to have you coming over to Seaforth. And Marcus and Drew, I know, Sam, this is a busy time of year, but Marcus, your season, we've kind of talked about that the last couple of weeks, too. You don't really, it was pretty difficult, blurred lines to say when last season ended and this season started, since your boat really has, there hasn't been a time when the New Loan hasn't been catching bluefin, so. But
it's pretty crazy. I think we just did a full 12 months in a row. We never had a month where we didn't catch bluefin. Almost didn't catch any in March because we were scrambling getting all our boat work done. But we were able to get out there right at the very end of the month, and we had limits on our first trip. So that was pretty...
12 consecutive months of catching bluefin, and the first one knocks out limits.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take that.
That was pretty rad.
So what's going on with the New Loan right now? Are we running
right now?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, I'm here, but Adam's out. I haven't heard from them yet this morning. Hopefully they're catching fish. We'll see. Hoping they call us here at some point during the show.
And last weekend we heard that there was some fish to be had again. It sounds like
it was tough overall last weekend, but there was a couple small schools and a couple guys got lucky.
We were kind of talking about that, you know, during the week, that we're almost back to having what spring is like. We've been so jaded from the last couple of years of having springs that never really happen. But this is kind of what spring is like, where you get two or three days of great weather, and all of a sudden the fish start to show, and we start to catch local in here, and then it blows a little bit, and then the conditions deteriorate, and then it blows real bad, and then it picks right back up, and the fish are gone. It's that springtime roller coaster of just needing that consistent weather. But
no, that's true for sure. But honestly, for the long term, I'm happy to get some wind here in the spring, because it's really important for the health of the ecosystem here locally to get a fair amount of upwelling, and the only way you get that is from the wind, and that's what kind of drives the whole food chain. So in the short term, it's bitching when you don't get it, because you can fish every single day, but for the long-term health of the resource, I think we're better off to suffer through some wind.
And Marcus, you probably have people's heads spinning, like, how in the heck could that be good? But it actually, the upwelling with the nutrients actually feed the anchovy and sardine and keep the bait around. So. So just to explain to people that are listening, like, they're like trying to figure out how in the heck does that work, you know? But
yeah, but without bait,
where's the game fish, right?
Not going to be here forever, so it's you know.
And the location of the fish is plenty accessible by a day and a half trip. You know, I mean, you're not. I know it seemed like the very beginning of. Again, how do you call it, but kind of the beginning of this quote-unquote season, that fish seemed like it was at the far extent of a day and a half trip, but that's not necessarily the case. It's plenty easy for you to catch on a day and a half trip right now?
Yeah, the first couple trips we were running way down there, 150 miles, you know, which is right at the edge of our range. But that area kind of dried up, and then there's been some other fish that showed up a little bit closer.
That's great.
In fact, you know, the fish that were caught last week were 80 miles or less, 75 miles.
That's great.
So,
and a good grade of fish, too. Again, we seem like we just jumped right back into similar to last season of a very nice grade of fish, both seeing that you know, that trophy grade, but also catching the a lot more manageable, still big, but at least manageable size. Sounds like it was a lot of a really nice ones.
Well, there's several different size classes. I mean, there's schools of 15 to 20 pounders, and there's schools of 40 to 80 pounders, and then there's a few schools still of great big ones.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys, as boat owners, when you see a particular class of fish, is there one thing that you lick your chops more than another? I mean, does seeing 200 pounders get you so fired up, or is it more like, man, those 40 to 80 pounders are going to be catchable and we're going to have a lot more fun with those? Or do you like seeing 15 to 20 pounders because, you know, those are biters? Like, what is it when you're behind the wheel that you see something and you see a couple jump around that you get the most fired up for?
I mean, I love catching big fish, so if they're big fish and they're biting heavy enough gear, that's, for me, that's...
Yeah, I mean, you can't help but be excited when you see 200-pounders jumping out of the water. It's insane. You know, in the last couple of years have been spectacular for that reason, and, I mean, we've had some trips, and, I mean, Gavin has had some insane trips. I've had, you know, lucky enough, the few days that I've been out, I've had some insane trips. You know, I think for just like, it's those big fish are so awesome, but it really takes, you know, the right group and the right anglers to be on that trip. I think for like, you know, the masses, you have like maybe that 40 to 60 pound fish when it's biting.
I mean,
you can't really get any better than that. I mean, it's a class of fish that everybody can catch. You know, it's hard enough for the beginners.
Yeah, it's not an easy one.
Even the more advanced anglers, you know, it's still a tough fish to catch, but you can catch more of them.
Yep.
And you know, when you go out with 30 plus people and you can only catch, you know, a handful of 200 pound handful, one or two, you know, you're gonna go home with a few people that are disappointed. Even though just seeing them is spectacular in my mind, but.
But you're right though, and a 40 to, you know, a 40 to 80 pound, that's no small task, and no one would ever say so, but it's catchable on a lot of different types of gear, and you know, and even if you hook one of those on the kind of wrong tackle, you still at least have a fighting chance of that fish coming over the rail.
Yeah, and to me, you know, pulling on a fish on like 40 and, you know, 50 pound is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know, obviously pulling on 130 is pretty cool too. But you know, if you can get a bite fly line bait on a 50 pound, you know, setup, that's pretty awesome. You know, setup to be, you know, hooked up in.
No doubt. And Andrew, you spent all of your previous time. Well, I mean, you're certainly no stranger being home, both on the angler when I remember at the landing, but your previous to this were was driving the Thunderbird, and same deal, had some very good fishing these last couple of years with the Thunderbird as well.
Oh yeah, yeah, we had we definitely had a handful of good trips. I think.
I'd say it's a lot more than a handful. We've been keeping an eye on you up there. We know exactly what's going on. It was a lot more than a handful.
Yeah, you know, it was actually really good fishing. It was kind of like Drew was saying, like whether it was the 40 to 80 pound stuff out on one of the banks or that bigger fish that was on Desperation for a while. I mean, it's all good fun. And I know that those big fish, they kind of triumph those 40 to 80 pounders, but I mean, those are still big fish.
Damn right. Yeah, totally. 80 pounders, no joke.
Well, bring it on. Right?
Yeah, well, our. What we think of as a big fish has changed over the last few years. You know, it was, you know, if we had 80 pounder, we were catching 80 pounders, we were like, wow, this is all time huge, you know, huge bluefin tuna fishing. No, never, and probably, you know, were we thinking we were going to go out 20 miles and catch, you know, 200 pounders.
Yeah.
And consistently, I mean, yeah. I have them around for the 4 or 5 year period. I mean, these truly are what you'd call the good old days,
yeah,
right?
I think it was 2 years ago, Gavin called me, and he's like, we got a 180-something. And I was like, you're lying to me.
Yeah.
And he calls me back, and he's all, we got a 195. And I'm like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
He brought him in. It was the first 200-pounder that he caught, and a 180-something. And I walked down to the landing. I watched him weigh him up. I literally did not believe him that he caught those fish. And, I mean, it's kind of what.
And then away from there.
Yeah, from there, I think 1 year we had 16 over two. Not, you know, a couple years ago, I forget how many we had last year over two, but we had a bunch over two, a whole lot over 100. So it's been, the last couple years have been something special, and it's
no doubt.
Kind of take long range fishing and, you know, put it in our local scene here, and that's kind of what it's been.
In our backyard,
yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Well, it has.
I can't tell you. I mean, the new Loanne was basically running overnight trips to the Hurricane Bank. I mean,
yeah.
You were. You know, you had had great success with those big ones and attracted a crowd of people that wanted to go fish for them. And you know, the one thing, just like you said, Drew, I mean, it's trophy hunting for those big ones. I mean, if you're going out to fish for, you know, those big ones, not every person is going to catch one, period. And the reality is most people are not going to get a bite, but you have an opportunity to be at your house, you know, the night before and sleep in your own bed the next night and potentially be pulling on a 200-pounder, you know, on an overnight trip with a new Loanne.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we had a couple days where they really were biting. I mean, not many, but a couple where everybody hooked one. That was unbelievable.
You're not kidding. Well,
I mean, we were talking about those 40 to 80 pounders. You know, I think the first 10 years I had the boat, I think I could count on one hand the number of fish that we had that were 80 pounds.
Sure.
For the combined 10 years.
Yeah, they're bluefin. They don't bite.
Well, and we just didn't see them. You know, not bigger ones like that.
Yeah.
We had a couple of big eye that were that size maybe, and, you know, two or three bluefin. We just weren't catching them.
Yeah. Well,
we didn't have chances.
It's exciting times, and it's been a lot of fun to watch. And, boy, the setup is sure great for another great one coming on with, obviously, the new Loanne already being, already getting into some great bluefin fishing. And, boy, it just sounds like we've got a great season ahead, and we've certainly got a great show coming for you this morning. Again, if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, join Corey and I and this panel of awesome guests. Best way for you to do it right now would be to give us a call on our local line. We have one local number available right now. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's a local number open right now. And we do have one toll-free line still open. That's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking all kinds of fishing, we have a host of great guys in the studio with us today. We are also giving away such a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing on the Prowler on a day-and-a-half trip out of its new home at C4 Sport Fishing with Captain Andrew behind the wheel. How cool is that? Day-and-a-half trip for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. You're going to get in on all that great fishing that we're going to be talking about. Again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Lanning has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Lanning is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Lanning is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanning.com for more details.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and with all this talk about big bluefin fishing, how could you not mention the Shimano Talica 2-Speed? Small reel, fits in the palm of your hand. You know, basically it was built for that style of fishing. You know, they made this reel, you know, several years before we had this great local bluefin fishing, but you couldn't come up with a better design. Cold forged frame, super strong, amazingly high torque. It's a reel that's small enough that fits in your hand that when you're fishing 30 to 40 pound bluefin tunas and fly lining a sardine, you got the appropriate gear. But then when you hook your 100 pounder, you're certainly not outmatched with the strength and drag and gears to handle it. So a fantastic option and certainly worth your look if you're going to be gearing up to get in on this big bluefin fishing, whether you're fishing on the Prowler, the New Luan, or the Queen. It's the right reel for you. Check it out at your local tackle dealer. That's Shimano Talica 2-Speed. For more information, you can always check out Shimano.com. Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check KingfisherCharters.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Corey, how cool to have a group of, you know, this group of guys in here with us this morning. I mean, the combined fishing that has gone on over the last few years has been pretty spectacular. Pretty cool to get to BS with these boys.
Oh, for sure, Rick. I mean, the history and the bluefin and these boats and everything included here. Some good talk for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, Drew, we didn't get a chance to talk about the Queen yet. You guys have... You know, same deal. I mean, that boat just runs. It's the boat that I get to be the most familiar with, obviously, because it's at home for me at Fisherman's Landing. And the boat runs just all the time. You guys, just like Marcus, there is no off-season anymore. So you basically just have to carve out an amount of time to get your maintenance done because there isn't a slow period. You just have to decide when to do it. And that time I know has been right now because I see everybody very busy turning wrenches on the Queen. How's things going right now?
Yeah, it's going good. The last couple of years we've kind of made it a point to do all our maintenance, you know, end of the year, November, and we were going to do that again this year. We hauled the boat out in November, but that bluefin started biting on the 60, and it was like, all right, get back in the water right now. And we hauled the boat out. We were out of the water for just about a week, which is about the quickest I've ever hauled out, because we do a lot of work every year when we haul out. We put it right back in the water, went right back out to fishing. We fished the 60 till the end of the year, and then we went straight into our colonette season. And we had some major maintenance that we had planned. We're actually rewiring the entire Pacific Queen right now.
Crazy.
From top to bottom, pulled every wire out and put all new wires in. So, you know, we're doing that. We're doing some, upgrades in the bunk room and stateroom area, new overhead, new lighting throughout. A lot of paint work.
Just, what a monster of a project that must be. You know, when just knowing what it takes to rewire anything, any type of small project, when you start thinking about something like the Pacific Queen, I just can't even fathom the amount of wire that one has to take out and put back
in. It was you know, close to four dock carts full. And I don't know when that was last done. I'm guessing it was around when Eddie took it over. You know, he probably, when he rebuilt the boat, did that. I mean, I was taking breakers out of the galley that said manufacture date 1961.
Wow.
So it was definitely due. It was, you know, just one of those things. It wasn't anybody told us to do it. We just knew that it was time to get redone, and so that's why we're doing it. But it'll be a real big upgrade for the boat. You know, a lot of it people won't see, but because, you know, stuff has been in there for as long as it has, we had to tear a lot of stuff out to get to it. So there will be a lot of upgrades people will be able to see as well. But we started, you know, 1st of March, shut down Fish and Colonette, and it's been kind of just full speed 7 days a week trying to get the boat back ready for action. That first trip Marcus ran where they caught those limits of bluefin, we definitely kind of sped up from there. So, we got probably a couple weeks where we can kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel type thing, you know, we're putting it back together. I had the carpet guy there yesterday lining up that whole thing. So it's going back together, and hopefully a couple weeks before Memorial Day. But if we don't make it by then, it'll be for sure Memorial Day.
What a testament, though, to how well that boat has been put together that you guys, that's how long that project's been done. And like you said, it's not like you did it because you couldn't run. You probably could have kept going just the same you were. You do it because the boat runs all the time, and it's a safety thing. And that's why boats like, you know, the guys that are sitting here always run, and you don't see big, long periods of boat being down. It's because you guys do things that don't, quote-unquote, need to be done. You do it because, you know, the things that don't need to be done definitely do need to be done.
Yeah, well, I mean, we all know our boats, you know, so well. And to be able to run that much, it's not, you know, obviously there's going to be lots of maintenance throughout the year just while you're running, fixing stuff on the fly. But to be able to run that much, you really got to kind of stay out ahead of it. And, you know, okay, this is what I think we need to do next, so this is what we're going to do next.
That's,
you know,
cool.
And that kind of stuff. So it's needed to be done, and really we haven't, you know, we give ourselves about a month every year to do boat work, and we're going to be about 2.5 months this year, so a little more than we were hoping for, but need to be done, and we'll be happy once it's done.
Well, that's exciting. We're glad to hear it. Well, speaking of good fishing and good fishing ahead, we're going to talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, who's live in Panama right now with the wrap-up of that great Let's Talk Hookup trip today. This catch port sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. And don't forget Fish Pros the Market with their famous smoked wahoo, tuna burgers, and more. Pick it up at their Liberty Station location. Stop by and taste it. You will be hooked. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man. Yo, Cass. We definitely. All right, looks like we must have just lost Cass there. Unfortunately for that, we'll hopefully hear the wrap up, because I know that I know those guys had some seriously good fishing in Panama, because just the second before the cast popped up on the phone, he shot us a picture message of those guys holding some big tuna. So I think we're in line for a really good one. But in the meantime, why don't we start off with the phones this morning and start up in Long Beach, talk to John. John, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on the phones on Let's Talk Hookup. Looks like we need to put our phones up there, Adam. All right, so there is our guy there. And we'll try it one more time. John from Mira Mesa, you up here on Let's Talk Hookup? Yo, John. All right, well, I guess we're going to go to Castman while we try and straighten out our phone issues here. Castman, you got us here on Let's Talk Hookup?
Got you loud and
clear,
Ricky.
There he is. Hey, what's up, Cass?
Hey, man, I just texted you a picture. Open your phone up and look at it.
Yeah, we saw it, Cass.
Anyway,
that is unbelievable, the size of tuna looks like you guys ran into on your trip.
It was incredible. Best tuna fishing ever. The biggest we had was Dr. Gary Furness from Santa Rosa, California, taped out one at 298. I mean, there were some hogs down there, and I think my arms are coming back about 3 or 4 inches longer than when I left.
I can imagine, buddy. Those are amazing photos. We'll make sure to punch it up on We'll make sure to punch it up on our social media sites just to let the boys take a look at it. But unbelievable fish, and what a trip you guys must have experienced.
Yeah, it was fabulous. I mean, like I said, our best Panama tuna fishery ever. You know, we've had some good ones, but this was incredible, and it was a lot of fish and a lot of big fish. And Pete and Steve Pinard and his brother-in-law, they got into them too. I mean, some of the boats were getting 9-10 a day. I think I finally realized that I'm getting a little bit on the old side to be fighting with those big boys. We needed some young blood like you on the trip, Ricky.
What an amazing trip, Cass. But, and that operation with Pesca Panama, so unique, and just to get to stay on the barge and get to go fishing on smaller boats, but then come back to a great facility and have a shower and have a cocktail and smoke a cigar and talk about, you know, how sore you are at the end of the day. What a cool operation and trip, and it's so unique to our style of fishing.
Yeah, you know, the big thing about the advantage there is that you don't the land-based lodges have a 2 to 2.5 hour run each way to get to where we're fishing, and since the mothership is there on Coiba Island, you know, we're within a half hour or 40 minutes to some of the best fishing grounds, Montosa Island, Hannibal Bank, Hickerone Island, and just fishing around Coiba. I mean, it's definitely an awesome trip. And, you know, and besides the tuna, man, we had some beautiful roosters. We had Dorado, a couple of guys had a few sails hooked up, and Amberjack. There's some nice Amberjack. My buddy Jim Welch, who now lives in Panama City, joined us on the trip. He had one about 80 pounds, and Ken Ross had one. I think it was about 2 pounds. But no, he's here listening to me. Now, Kenny had a good 40 pounder, and like you say, the AJs were in agreement. And the only thing that was kind of slow this trip was the Kuberas. Didn't get a lot of Kuberas, not a lot of big ones. So I guess that'll be next year. But I think I've got 2 boats left for next year's trip. It's first part of April. I think it's April 7 to 14. I'm pretty sure those are the dates. I'll know more. But anybody who wants to go on that trip can give me a call when I get back. I know Pete's in the air right now, so he'll be landing about noontime in L.A., and I guess he'll be in the show tomorrow, and he'll probably talk more about it. But that's the report for this week. I'll be back with the Baja Fish Report next Saturday, and good talking to you guys, and we'll see you guys soon.
Well, Cass, congratulations on an amazing trip. We'll make sure to get that photo up on our Let's Talk Hookup Facebook and Instagram page just so guys can see you and Dr. Gary with those giant tunas. Congratulations. Sounds like an amazing trip. And, yeah, we're looking forward to having Pete in the studio tomorrow morning to give us the full and complete rundown. But in the meantime, great job, Cass. Appreciate that. And if somebody wants to join you on that trip next year, which it does sell out every single year, and if you want to get in on that great tuna fish and rooster fish and all that stuff, how do we find you for that trip or all the other great ones you do at Cass Tours?
800-593-6500 10 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And talk to you next Saturday, Ricky.
All right, Cass. Great job. Appreciate that. We'll certainly look forward to talking to you next week. Hey, with that, we're going to jump back into the phone, see if we got our phones kind of back under control. How about we again try John from Mira Mesa? Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Looks like
When I hear you three, those three boats, I start waxing nostalgia because my first overnight trip was on the New Loan with Nick Cates back in the 80s, and from there I started fishing the Prowler, and then eventually I was even fishing the Queen with Eddie McEwen. But I remember on the New Loan, though, they were still hanging gunny sacks. Marcus, when you took over the boat, was that still the case, or did you have to convert it, fish hold and all? What was involved with that?
No, Nick had already done that. That was a long time ago. I don't think there's anybody that uses gunny sacks really for keeping fish anymore. I think everyone's got fish holds. So no, that was already there when I got the boat. He did have hooks for gunny sacks that you could use, but we haven't used them.
Process?
Yeah, no, I just remember it was all sacks, no fish hold back in 83 when I fished with them. But anyway,
is the process pretty much the same on your boats? I mean, do you, When a fish comes, you know, when a fish comes over the rail, what's the process like? I mean, is it into a kill box when things are hot and heavy, or do they get stapled and thrown out? Like, what's the process like when, you know, when we're fishing bluefin and you know, fish come on board on the new line?
Well, if they're nice sized fish, we
bleed them first, staple them, and then if they're good size ones, anything over 50 pounds or so, we gill and gut them all. Just because you can't get those big fish if they're much bigger than that, they don't cool down fast enough.
Okay.
Yeah, unless you do that. Smaller fish, we don't gill and gut them, but we bleed them all and staple them. And on the new Loan and the Prowler, we've got a combing around the fish hold right there. It's real easy to just go straight after you staple it, straight down in the well.
That's cool. So just an easy, very easy shot for the fish right down. They basically hit the deck, bled. If they're big ones, guts come out, and they're instantly into that chilled seawater.
Exactly.
That's cool. Awesome. And, you know, when that big fish is around, you kind of touched on it there, but, you know, certainly you guys knowing your way around the fish, when you do a gill and gut, it's not – the guts aren't coming out for any other reason just than to get that fish cold. And that, you know, that is the most important part of keeping that quality in the fish. Is that right? Is getting that core temperature down as fast as possible?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, bluefin are warm-blooded animals, and especially a bigger one, at that core temperature might be 15, even 20 degrees warmer than the surrounding seawater. So they're hot, you know. They're like body temperature. And, it just takes too long to get that heat out of there unless you open up the belly. It's just like gutting a deer after you shoot it. You can't just leave it and put it in a walk-in cooler or something and expect it to be good. You know, it's got to open it up. And
how noticeable is the difference on a fish that was taken care of appropriately, like you say, big one fish comes over the rail, you guys spike them and bleed them and guts out and they go right into that seawater. Like, how noticeable is the difference once you open one of those up for a fish that was taken care of properly like that versus – you know, versus one that just wasn't, that you know, stayed whole and didn't get the new Loan treatment.
Huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's a really obvious. When you go to fillet it later, it's a huge difference, you know. If they didn't get cold fast, you start seeing all the flakes of meat starting to kind of separate because it just took too long to cool down.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you get it cold fast enough, you get everything that is nice and firm, it all holds together.
And you'll notice it, like in the the color of the meat. The color of meat will be different. You know, it won't be as, it'll almost turn like kind of a brownish color. It kind of, you can even see it. It looks a little off. Sometimes you can even smell it if it doesn't come down to, you know, get cold and it stays warm. You can smell the difference too. So,
but with all three of you having a long range background and knowing how to handle fish and carrying that over, parlaying that into overnight or day and a half fishing and giving your customers that kind of treatment. I mean, that's having that knowledge and that background and carrying it over to your clients today. I mean, that's a huge deal. Really.
Yeah. I mean, I've noticed that. I've been at the top of the dock the last couple of years or last year, you know, doing the processor thing. And I watch it and I can see like that, really notice the difference. And I feel like the fish that comes off the queen is exceptional. And I really notice what comes off the new Loan as well. And you can really, you can see the guys that take pride in what they're catching and
cool.
And how they take care of it, and it really you can see it in the end product.
Now, Andrew, we didn't get much of a chance to talk about, you know, your background previous to this, which I know we'll get to, but one of the years that, you know, one of the areas where you spent a lot of years was working on the American Angler. Again, another boat that's so synonymous in the fleet with just absolute pride of, you know, of fish. And you ask any of the processors who has the top fish, the American Angler is always in that conversation for care. And I know that you'll just like we say, carry that same thing along with the Prowler here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, it's something we took a lot of pride in. And it's better for the people, you know, because you hate to see it, you know, everything you work so hard for just to turn into trash. You know, it really is the product of our labor. And just to throw it away and not take care of it, it just doesn't, it never made sense to us. And, you know, we like to see guys enjoy it. The trip almost continues, you know, once you get home into your kitchen.
And just the state that things are in right now. I mean, bluefin is just that pinnacle of fish to get to bring home to the table. And, you know, the limits being the way they are right now, there's, you know, if you're bringing home two quality fish taken well care of, there's no issues with the lack of it. But being that the limits are at a reduced date, it is important to take the most primo possible care of those things. I mean, they mean a lot more than they used to back in the day.
Yeah. And I mean, if you don't do it, you know, things can go bad quick. You know, so, I mean, you get on top of it. But, you know, once you get in the rhythm of doing things and you kind of get set in your ways of how you treat the fish, you don't slam them, you don't step on them, you know, the things that used to happen that we don't do anymore.
It's better for the fishery, you know.
Without it,
you know, instead of, you know, being about how much you catch, it's about what you take home and the quality of what you take home, you know. And so you don't need to take home 10 half beaten up fish, you know. Let's take home two beautiful, well taken care of fish, and you know, it's better for, you know, the future of the sport as well.
That's a good call. Well, and speaking of your old home, the American Angler and Great Fish Processing, a cool opportunity. The American Angler has a day and a half trip this Sunday evening with a couple of spots that are still left, a rare opportunity to get to go fishing on board the American Angler. They also have another one next Friday. That's the 27th of April. So very rare opportunity to get to go a day and a half fishing before the next round of long trips happen. So a cool chance to get to go fishing on a great boat. And Andrew, I know the same thing. I mean, what a great ride and a lot of fun to get to go fishing on. If somebody wants more information, you can always call Lori at 619-223-5414. A cool opportunity to get to go fishing long-range style on a day-and-a-half trip and get in on this great bluefin that we're talking about here for sure.
Yeah, you know, we did those trips every year. You know, when I started, we started doing them just as a shakedown to kind of run all the equipment before we went out on an 8-day because we've been sitting for a few months. But they got real popular, and it was a good opportunity for guys that go on an 8-day to bring their kids out or anything like that.
Yeah, totally. Well, a fun opportunity. Again, give Lori a call in the office if you want to get a chance to go on those great trips. When we come back, we're going to be taking more of your phone calls, lots more information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
It's time for the Newport Beach Boat Show, the West's oldest and biggest yacht show, celebrating 45 years as the premier yacht show in the West. The beautiful Newport Beach Boat Show is the ultimate location for big boats. Spend the day touring some of the finest yachts in the West with more than 200 boats, trawlers, motor yachts, cruisers, sport fishers, sailboats, and more. You'll find a wide range of new products and services that make owning and operating a big boat more enjoyable. It's April 19th through the 22nd. It's going on right now. Rain or shine, it's going to be happening Saturday from 10 to 7, and then tomorrow from 10 to 5. Admission's just $15 for kids, or $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Active duty military always gets discounts, free off-site parking and shuttle services. For more information or to purchase your tickets, go online to NewportBeachBoatShow.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck. and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking the Queen, talking the Prowler, the new Loann, and everything in between. Lots of great info. If you want to get in on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, 858-457-1090 is the only line open right now. That toll-free number, 877-792-1090, all packed up, but there's going to be a lot of opportunities to come your way. Let's jump right back into the phones this morning and talk to Tony, who's calling us from San Marcos this morning. Good morning, Tony. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, Tony.
I fish with Andrew on American Angler, and I know he's going to be very professional.
Awesome.
On the new boat, because he's learned from some of the best in the business, Brian Kierhara and Sam Patello. So congratulations, Andrew.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you know, I was pretty lucky to spend some time with them. They definitely taught me a lot on the way to do things.
Yep. And then I was wondering, I also fished every year with Buzz on the Prowler, so I got a double good luck on my side here for about the last 10 years. So what is Buzz going to do out of curiosity now that he's no longer the owner of the boat?
You know, he's going to do a few things. I know he's going to go help John Conniff over on the Islander. He's going to drive a couple shark trips on there and I'm sure bounce around. I don't think he's ready to quite get off the water yet.
Plus, I know Buzz is very involved in fisheries management and things like that.
He wants to be able to devote some more time for that.
Yeah, I mean, Buzz is one of those guys like a Don Hansen that we're so lucky because most people, one, don't have the time or the ability to sit in a room where people are saying, you know, that they want to shut things down or things like that. You know, it takes a specific mindset to be able to put your head in the game, and how lucky are we to have a guy that's involved in fisheries that's us. It's a sport fishing guy. So, like you say, Andrew, I know Buzz isn't going anywhere, and I know he's going to go skiff fishing a whole lot more, too. He's got some time to get to go fishing now.
Yeah, but definitely going to do probably a lot more of that, and you know, I park right next to the Islander, so I was talking to John right after the whole thing went through, and I was like, you should call Buzz, you know. I think he's looking to do more of that. And he did, and I think he lined Buzz up for the entire fall to go shark fishing.
How cool is that?
Or shark diving, not fishing, obviously. So.
And what a, again, that's just one of those things. Buzz was one of the, you know, one of those people that just, there isn't, I mean, Tony, you know, you fished with him a long time. There isn't anything that anybody has to say that's other than just the very best and how cool of an opportunity. And you know, it's going to be, like you say, a lot of fun to see Andrew taking that boat again to the next level. So, going to have to go fishing, Tony.
Oh, yeah. I'll see him pretty soon here. And congratulations again. And all around, a good deal.
Yeah, agreed. Appreciate it very much. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Don in Woodland Hills, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, Rick and Corey, Marcus, Drew, Andrew. Thanks for taking my call today.
Oh, we appreciate you calling, buddy.
Hey, Andrew, actually, I have two questions for the group. Andrew, not familiar with you other than I heard, you know, your background on the American Angler. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself, how you came up through the ranks, and obviously you've ended up on the Prowler. And then also, how soon will we see the schedule coming up on the Seaforth Landing website?
So as far as my background goes, you know, well, like a lot of guys in the industry, I started when I think I was 12 or 13 years old. I worked in Dana Point on the half-day, three-quarter-day boat for a few years, and then drove down to San Diego, got myself a job on the American Angler. I was there for 6 years, I think, and then the last 2.5 years or so I've been up on the Thunderbird, and now I made my way back to San Diego.
That's where you belong.
Yeah. Yeah, and then as far as our schedule goes, you know, I think we'll be putting our schedule up beginning of the week. We're hoping to get online, if not this week, next week, and at least try and get out on the weekends, like I was saying earlier, and get out there with the new Luann and hopefully catch something.
That's cool.
Well, look forward to getting on the boat.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
Don, yeah, appreciate the phone call very much. And like I say, just exciting new things over at Seaforth. And I know there's a lot of guys that got to fish with you, just like Tony was saying, a lot of guys that fished with you in the past that are excited for an opportunity to get to go do it on a new platform. And such a comfortable boat, that Prowler, too. Air conditioned, wide, smooth, great riding, holds a ton of bait, awesome fish hold. I mean, just all the way around, what a great ride for you to slide into. We're really excited.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got lucky with the boat, like we were saying earlier. The way it's set up and the condition that it's in, it's really a tribute to Buzz and what he's done with it since 1979.
No doubt. Hey, again, Don, appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, I want to remind you, a very fun opportunity coming up. Our first of our San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote broadcast. It's Saturday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. We're going to be at Encinitas Ford at the corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real. Your first chance to qualify for the two big grand prizes by either a random drawing just for coming up and hanging out with us or by winning the Shimano Casting Contest. Prize number one is a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with a trip to go fishing at a Cedros kayak fishing on Cedros Island. Again, that's a totally free random draw or casting contest. The other grand prize is going to be prize number two is a 4-night fishing package for two at Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape. You can also win a trip on board the Blackjack. It's your own charter, courtesy of Steve Bernard and our good friends over at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We're going to be giving away Shimano rods and reels and Maui Jim sunglasses. The Prize Cowboy and Tommy P will be there for tons of great stuff and giveaways just for showing up. Don't forget, you're going to have two different chances to win the grand prize, including the trip to Rancho Leonero, the Fast Lane Hobie Kayak, and the Cedros Kayak Fishing Trip. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for all the rules and details. We'll see you next Saturday, May 5th, at Encinitas Ford, or two Saturdays from now. Cinco de Mayo is going to be a great time, and we're certainly looking forward to having you. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, everybody. It's springtime, and summer's on its way. And now's the time to get outside and get on the water. Hi, this is Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. And let me tell you, we've got the tools to do it. From the world's best fishing kayaks, the Hobie Pro Angler, the Outback, and the Compass, to the high-performance and convenient inflatable I-11S. No matter what style fishing you're into, Hobie has the model that'll work for you, and we want to help you find it. So come down to our shop in Mission Bay, and let's try out some Hobie kayaks. We'll show you how to transport them, show you how to outfit them, and show you how and where to fish off them. And most importantly, have some fun, because that's what we're about, fun. And that's why we now carry Traeger pellet grills. We've all been cooking on them, and we can't stop talking about it. We have a full line of grills, as well as every pellet Traeger carries. So come down and talk kayaks or talk grills at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay in Dana Landing across the street from SeaWorld. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XEPRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
The season is here. It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The hottest new reel for inshore or offshore fishing is the Shimano Tranx 300 and 400 with two gear ratios, power handle or paddle handle. The new Tranx fills the gap for small and powerful level wind reels. Everyone knows how great the Shimano Tranx 500 is, so now you have it all. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the all-new Tranx models in stock and ready to fish. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.